This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Each summer, a small group of Milwaukee public school teachers travel thousands of miles to the rainforests of Panama, where they get their hands dirty, participating in a tropical ecology research project. The teachers say they bring the experiences back to the classroom with them, helping them inspire their students' curiosity in science. Wisconsin Public Radio contributor Katie Reardon reports.
Isolated in the middle of the Panama Canal, Barro, Colorado Island is cloaked with thick, lush tropical vegetation, home to iconic species like sloths and howler monkeys. With canopy trees overhead and dense tangles of plants below, it can be easy to get turned around.
We must have literally walked right past it.
Among a small crew consulting compasses to point them in the right direction is Blas Antimo Perez. He's a third grade teacher in Milwaukee Public Schools. But today, he's also a researcher of sorts, recording the location of individual trees and woody vines as others measure their coordinates.
On the X, we have 295. And on the Y, we have...
This data collection is part of a program designed to expose Milwaukee educators like Antimo Perez to aspects of the scientific method and topics in environmental science. The ultimate goal is for them to be able to convey the subject to their students outside of textbooks.
It'll help them be like, oh, okay, a scientist can actually go out and roll around in the mud or jump through, you know, vines and trees, and that's also science.
If teachers understand how science is done and are excited about science, then they'll be better teachers.
That's Stefan Schnitzer, a biology professor at Marquette University, who studies why different plant species coexist. He started the so-called Panama Experience for Teachers over a decade ago with funding from the National Science Foundation. For a couple of weeks each summer, the Milwaukee instructors embed with members of his lab. But more than the specifics of his research, Schnitzer says it's important just to immerse the teachers in the rainforest ecosystem. It gives them access to stimulating content that can inspire lessons on concepts such as biodiversity or climate change. This specialty curriculum is then shared online so anyone can use it.
The tropics basically serve as a hook to catch the attention of the students, to get the students to stop and listen and say, wow, you saw that? Tell me about that. Why is that important? And then you can start talking about larger ideas.
This summer's group is finding plenty to get excited about.
Hey, it's a parade of cicadas, you guys. No, really, look. There's one, two, three.
Sarah Osuzik has been teaching in Milwaukee for two decades and helps lead the Panama program. She says traveling to another country pushes many teachers outside their comfort zones. It can also remind them of what it's like to be a student, challenging them to make mistakes and synthesize unfamiliar topics.
And that's actually what teachers ask of our students all the time, right? Like, read all this new information and then tell me what you're going to do with all that new information, right?
Past participants have used their time in Panama to develop units ranging from weather patterns to geological formations. When Antimo Perez returns to the classroom this fall, he plans to incorporate the photos and recordings he's gathered of tropical creatures like toucans and crocodiles into units on animals and plants. Mostly, though, he wants to instill that anyone can do science.
Getting them away from the idea that science is you're in a lab with a lab coat with a syringe and a beaker. Which can be very appealing to students sometimes, but I think also having them see that it's just picking up and observing.
And maybe one day, he says, they'll get to observe on a jungle excursion all their own. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Katie Reardon.